Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Mom Talk Radio. We are officially in fall. Someone needs to tell that to the state of Florida, where thankfully we have our power back on and the air is cooking, and or we're not cooking and the air is back on and we're all feeling really good. And our hearts and thoughts go out to those families in Puerto Rico and in Mexico. And wow, you know, it makes you want to really hug your kids, doesn't it? And appreciate those things around you. And I certainly appreciate you being with us today here on Mom Talk Radio and giving us some of your time. I guarantee it's going to be worthwhile because we've got a really great group of guests here today. And we've got it going for you. I want to thank our sponsors, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Okay. I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but right before Hurricane Irma hit, I actually ran out to Publix and I said to myself, I'm going to eat healthy food while I am locked up in my house. And I don't know if you've seen on the internet a whole bunch of jokes about the hurricane diets or lack of, because when you're locked up like that, you just eat whatever's around. And but I went out and got my Tasty Lee tomatoes, and I have to tell you, I had the best tasting tomatoes. It kind of felt good when everything else was out of whack to have all of those great tomatoes that I munched on. And I eat them like fruit. I just pick them up and eat them, and it's awesome. So thank you to Tasty Lee Tomatoes, and also Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is supplements for expectant moms and new moms, and they got a lot of good stuff in them that allows you to not have to swallow that big old horse pill. So we have such a great show for you today. We have someone from the mental health facility, and there are moments, especially when you're going into the holiday season, when you might need a specialist, but that's not what she's here to talk about, the mental health issues. She's actually here because she's a founder of Zofinity Clothing and an inventor. And she's going to talk a little bit about that and her life and inventions. And we're going to also be talking with the author of The Parent's Guide for Baby-Led Weaning. And, you know, everybody looks for easy ways to do that. And she certainly will be here to help us get through that. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to turn our attention to Ruby Mowry. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to one woman doing amazing things in the clothing industry.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have with us today a woman who is a serial entrepreneur. She is the CEO of several mental health facilities over the last 30 years and has done a lot in healthcare. She's also the founder of Zofinity Clothing and an inventor. She's a member of the Greater Haitian American Chamber of Commerce. In her spare time, she actually volunteers with an organization that is close and near dear to my heart, Hospice, and with leukemia and others. She's a retired U.S. Army wife. I'm an Army mom. And she's been married to her high school sweetheart for many, many, many years. So welcome, Ruby Mowry, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. So it sounds to me like you have gone through a lot of life transitions. Can you talk a little bit about, like, how do you make those transitions and deal with so many in your life? Because you've done a lot of things.
Yes, I have. Well, some of them haven't been good, but most of them, I have to admit, they've been wonderful. But the negative ones, I use prayer. That's what you have to do, is pray through it all. But I'm all about having fun and enjoying myself and inspiring people. So that's how I keep pushing.
I'm just wondering, some people think it's a necessity in life to reinvent themselves. Are you one of those that believe that reinvention and, I guess, evolution of oneself is important?
It is. I honestly believe that. You can't stay where you were before. You have to keep moving forward and getting better, bettering yourself better, basically.
Right. So how do you decide how you're going to transform yourself and to evolve? Is it dependent upon what your particular interests are at the time, or is it what life, you know, sends your way? How do you decide that?
Actually, it's both, depending on what life throws my way, because you have to adjust. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a balance. And basically, how I'm feeling at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, if mm-hmm. I feel like start a movement, if I want to give back. So it just depends on how I feel and basically what occurs to me at the moment.
And so one of the things that I think moms in particular have a hard time doing is investing in themselves, particularly when they're investing so much in their children, you know?
Yeah.
And I, as of 2 weeks ago, became an empty nester, and I'm looking at like, okay, how am I going to reinvest my time in myself? I've spent a lot of time on a bike these days and exercising, but I know that at some point physically my body's going to give out. So
exactly.
Talk a little bit about investing in yourself.
Well, I, just like you, my daughter moved out. She's 27 years old and I have an 18-year-old. And so my whole life was basically dedicated to them, as well as my husband. We're a military family, as you stated earlier. And so basically, to keep myself busy, I exercise, I write, but beforehand, it was just basically schoolwork, taking them to school, making sure they were at their sports, their practices, you know, so I kept myself busy with that. But now that I have grown adults, basically, I decided mm-hmm. to start putting more into myself by writing and giving back to the community and helping out whichever way that I can, inspiring people.
And so let's talk about writing. Is it writing, you know, a lot of people, we grow up and kids either love math or they love to write. If writing is a thing that maybe you haven't ever done or you've enjoyed all along, how do you develop it so that, I guess, it becomes something that helps you evolve?
Well, I've always liked to write, but it didn't actually happen until, unfortunately, my mother passed, and that's when I started journaling and just writing things down, listening to music while writing, just to help calm me down as a distraction, and just actually helping other people, so I really love it. The first book was Moments of Inspiration, which is just inspirational words to uplift people, inspire them a little bit. And then now I'm more into talking more about my life. I just did a book, Women on a Mission, Leaving Our Legacy. And basically, how did I get to my level of success? And another book, and a poetry book. So I'm just trying to write more about myself now so I can help somebody else, you know, get to their patch.
And that's such an important thing, making an impression on someone else's life. I know that one of the things that that you believe is that mediocrity is not acceptable. Can you talk a little bit about your views on mediocrity?
Well, we can't continue to stay where we were at. Like I stated, I love to excel in everything that I do. So every year I try to do a little bit more so I can be better than I was the previous year. And being mediocre, I just wasn't born that way. I'm all about doing more and becoming more.
And I'm sure that by mediocrity, you're not talking about the need to be a perfectionist, right?
No, absolutely not, because nobody's perfect. But I just try to be better than I was yesterday, basically.
Yeah. Are there any, like, in your books, do you describe any particular tactics to bettering yourself every day?
I haven't put that one out yet. I'm still working on it, but not in any of the previous books that are out. But I will plan on doing that.
Well, that's great. So So what are the things currently in your life? You've done so many different things. What are the things that currently make you happy, and how do you savor them? Because a lot of times moms are so busy that we just, we don't hold on to the happiness.
Yes. Spending time with my family. I love spending time having a good time doing extracurricular activities. We love going out to eat, movies. I listen to music. I love to write. I love to give back. I just like being a good support system for somebody else. Anything that I can do to help somebody, that's where I'm happy, because my primary business is mental health facilities. I own a few, and that's what I do. I work with mentally disabled individuals, and that's just my pride and joy. I love helping people and giving back.
Well, I can certainly hear it in your voice, the passion for giving back to others. You have a website that we're going to link to on Mom Talk Radio, rubymabry.com. And I certainly appreciate all the giving back that you're doing and giving back today on Mom Talk Radio as well. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And, you know, moms, there are so many ways right now with everything going on in the world to give back. And it's such a good example for your children. And it was always something in my house, whether, you know, I maybe never said it, but we always took part in the turkey drives and we always delivered meals to families. And, you know, and now I caught myself the other day saying, oh my gosh, how did I raise a child that just last week, actually this week, she started her work with the Peace Corps in Cameroon, Africa. And I'm telling you, our kids learn by our actions and the examples that we set. So find a way to give back, and your children will grow up being very giving people. When we return, we're going to turn a spotlight on one mom who's doing really cool things in the tech industry. An old friend of mine, Kristen Chase, will be joining us.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am super excited and delighted to have with us today on Mom Talk Radio an old friend who I've known a very long time. I think she actually invented the internet and blogging. It's Kristen Chase. She's one of the founders at Cool Mom Picks. She's a mom of four, and you can find her at coolmomtech.com. And she is joining us here today. Lord knows she's got so many things to talk about. But today, actually, I think she's going to introduce you to a really cool and innovative company and app. So welcome, Kristen, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Maria. And you're right. I don't know if I can take the credit for inventing the internet, but I feel like we have been blogging for so many years now. So it's so great to talk to you even, you know, 10 years later about technology. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. It's fantastic. And it certainly has changed a lot. And I know that it's changed in ways that really can help mom. And you actually just told me a little while ago about a new app that can really help moms in the classroom, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at coolmomtech.com, we really try to help make parents' lives easier using technology. So how great that we're partnering with an app called Class Dojo. I don't know if you've heard of that. I know, you know, it's in so many schools. 90% of U.S. K-8 schools use this. And what it does, especially during the busy back-to-school season, is it really helps make lives easier, the days, the nights easier for parents, because, you know, this time of year in particular is crazy.
Right. Oh my gosh. It's like the beginning of craziness. So for all those moms who have, you know, a lot of times our kids are using things in school and we're so busy, we don't really like pay attention, but we know that they're out there. Can you tell those moms who may not know they're using the app and the technology, can you tell us a little bit about what it does and how it's used in the school?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Class Dojo is, it's a classroom communication app. And, you know, it takes what I love, the guessing and, you know, all this, you're trying to figure out what to talk about at the dinner table, because what it does, it allows you to stay connected with your kids during the day at school. So you're not wondering, you know, what did they do today? I wonder if they, you know, did they like their lunch or did they work on math and what did they do? It really connects teachers and principals along with parents, and it just makes the whole process so much easier.
So is it the teacher that's filling it out, or is it the parent? I mean, how, you know, the first thing a mom wants to know is how much work is it involved for me? So can you talk a little bit about that?
I hear that. And you know what, at Cool Mom Tech, that's one of the things we think about. And in fact, along with Class Dojo, I've got a few other apps and gadgets too. The whole idea is that it really is so easy to implement. And this in particular, Class Dojo, it is for teachers and principals. They can sign up. You can download the app. There's no charge, and it's really easy to adopt, because that's a big deal, right? It's like, I don't need another thing because I'm already doing so many things. But what you'll find with this is that if you can encourage your teachers, talk to the class mom. You know, if you have a great relationship with your teacher, I hope you do, talk to them and say, hey, listen, I really feel like, you know, if they're not using it already, I really feel like this is going to be a great way to open up communication. And best of all, let parents support and encourage what those teachers are doing in the classrooms at home.
So we have like 90 seconds left. You want to throw out a couple other apps that you're featuring on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just a couple things for parents to think about. Life 360, you know, we've talked about Class Dojo. That's a classroom communication app. Life 360 is a tracking app that actually helps parents build independence, and it helps keep your family safer. So if you've got older kids, you know, a Class Dojo, great for K-8. If you've got tweens and teens, this is great for them because it helps build independence. You can keep track of where they are, and you get alerts when they arrive and leave a place. So it really helps start your kids on the track to being more independent, which is what we all want. So love Life 360, another great app.
Okay, I would just like to say we want our children to be independent until, this happened to me this week, they're 18 years old, they're freshmen in college, and they call you and they're like, I'm independent, Mom, I don't need, I'm like, oh my God, this was not what I meant by I want you to be independent. But anyways, well, Kristen, it was so nice talking to you, and you can find Kristen in all of her wisdom and knowledge and just everything that's going on in her world on the internet at coolmomtech.com or coolmompics.com. Check it out, because they're two really, really great websites. Nice talking to you, Kristen, and we'll have to have you back at the beginning of next school year as well. Thanks for being here. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to the founder of a yoga site that helps you heal your core with yoga.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited to have with us today Catherine Middlebrook. She is the founder of BRB Yoga and the creator of the Heal Your Core with Yoga program. She helps busy moms restore their core strength, something that's really important, you guys, and find calm in the beautiful chaos of motherhood. She's been into yoga and yoga instruction for over 10 years, and she is traveling the country right now full-time in an RV with her children and her husband. How cool is that? We got a lot to talk about. Welcome, Catherine, to Mom Talk Radio.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Maria.
Okay, so wait, we have to just jump really quick to the whole full-time in an RV. Like, where are you going? Like, I just survived the hurricane and lived without the luxuries of cable and running water and electricity. And you voluntarily put yourself in an RV with two kids and a husband?
We did. Yes, although we're really not roughing it. We're often hooked up to everything you need, electricity, water, sewer. But yeah, we started out traveling the Northeast. We've been in the Northeast this summer, and we are just now starting to move westward now that it's getting cooler. So right now we're in New York State. So we're heading towards Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's awesome. That's so fantastic. Mm-hmm. So along the way, you found time to found a yoga company and create something for mom. So that's a whole nother conversation how you did that in an RV. But tell us about what you've created.
Sure. Well, that actually came before the RV. We kind of created that so that we could live and move into the RV. So it's been going in parallel. But yeah, BRB Yoga, the mission of BRB Yoga really is to help busy moms reconnect to their core strength after they've had babies and pregnancies. I specialize in yoga to help women who have diastasis recti, which is abdominal separation that comes after pregnancy. And along with that usually goes a lot of issues like pelvic floor disorders, you know, stress, urinary incontinence, peeing yourself when you're sneezing, back pain, hip pain. There are a lot of issues that if you jump right back into a regular yoga practice after you have a baby and you don't take the time to heal your core, then you can actually make a lot of those physical symptoms worse over time. But if you jump into a good, healthy practice at the beginning, you can help prevent and work off a lot of those issues that obviously none of us moms want.
Right, exactly. So how soon after a pregnancy can you get into this kind of yoga?
Right. So usually the recommendation is always you get cleared for exercise at 6 weeks, so you can jump right in at 6 weeks. We start really simply by just finding that connection to your deepest core muscles and your pelvic floor and really just creating that body-mind connection. It takes especially after 10 months of pregnancy, you know, you can be a little bit disconnected from certain areas of your body. So we start really fully by creating that connection and then build the yoga into it over time in a really gentle way and increase the intensity over time.
So, you know, one thing that most moms hearing that would say is, I would love to do that, but who in the world has time for yoga of all things when you have a newborn? What's your response to that?
Yeah, no, it's a real genuine concern. And that's part of why it's so important for the women that go through my program that we, the very first week, what we do is create space, like mentally and in your calendar. So you don't need more than 20 minutes a day ever. And we literally will like create a plan A and a plan B and talk about what you need to do. Like if your plan A is at nap time when your kid is napping, you know, that miraculous time, then you want to set your yoga mat out, get your computer screen ready so that the moment that child falls asleep, you can sit down on your mat. You don't have to get through, you know, setting it up. And, you know, by the time you set stuff up, they can wake up again. So you need to be ready in advance. And
right,
really,
right.
That 20 minutes can really help create a lot of emotional reserves that will help you get through the rest of the day and increase your energy as well. So for exhausted moms, it can be a really nice little secret weapon.
So is the program, do I do it online or do I do it on a DVD? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's all online. So the program itself is online, but then there's a lot of support within the program as well. So we have a private Facebook group where I'm answering specific questions during each week. We go in and get questions answered. And then one of the greatest parts is that you get the support of the community as well, all the other women who are in there with you.
So, okay. So I'm going to give you the other thing is that, a lot of women say, oh, I just don't know, you know, I've never been into yoga. You can be a beginner, right? And take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to have done yoga before.
You absolutely can. And I really, for my program specifically, the yoga is a tool. We do a lot of just changing the way you hold your body throughout your day. So for a lot of moms, we spend our days with our tucking our pelvis under, which can cause a lot of pelvic floor issues and increase that pressure in the core, which kind of contributes to ongoing core issues. So we spend a lot of time just teaching you how to stand, how to pick up a car seat, right, so that you're not creating ongoing damage for the, you know, 23 and a half hours of the day that you're not exercising. Because really, that's more of a determinant of how strong you feel and how strong you are than that couple of minutes a day you spend exercising.
Right. Absolutely. Well, really good stuff. You can find Catherine, so you don't have to track down her RV across the United States. You can find her at brbyoga.com. And there you'll find everything that she's talking about, everything she's offering. And, hey, you can belong to the community. You might even be able to track her as she goes across the United States. Really cool stuff. And what an awesome experience for your children and everybody that's following you. So kudos to you, Catherine. And I hope that you have a very safe travel as you head west. When we return... We have Jennifer House with us. She is the author of The Parent's Guide to Baby-Led Weaning.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am happy to have with us today Jennifer House. She is the author of The Parent's Guide to Baby-Led Weaning. She's been a registered dietitian for over 14 years and offers in-person and online programs that help her clients make the right choices for a healthy and fulfilling lifestyle. She's also co-chair of the Calgary Breastfeeding Matters Group. She's a mother of three, and she can relate to the benefits and the joys of baby-led weaning. She has launched a very successful baby-led weaning e-course, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So welcome, Jennifer, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks, Maria. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you. So, and just in case, you know, terminology changes from generation to generation, and Lord knows it changes with technology. What is baby-led weaning?
Well, baby-led weaning is essentially a method of starting your baby on solid foods where you skip the purees and your baby is in charge of feeding himself finger foods right from the start. Often family foods, you know, at the family meal time. So weaning in the UK, where this term was developed, means to start solids, where I know here in North America it's a bit confusing because we think of that as weaning from the breast, right?
Right. That's what I was thinking immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's actually a method of introducing solids to your baby.
So why would a parent want to do this? Like, what's the benefit of it?
Yeah, so there are lots of potential benefits of baby-led weaning or feeding your baby, you know, real whole foods from the start. For one, it has the potential to be more nutritious. So depending on, of course, what you choose to feed your baby, you're feeding them real foods, whereas many of the purees you buy in the store, the first or second ingredient is water. And, you know, the veggies are often hidden in the sweet flavor of fruit. And this exposure to different tastes, different textures early on may decrease the chance of picky eating when your child is a toddler.
Right.
Easy, it's less expensive. There's been studies done to show that parents are less stressed when they use this method. And giving your baby that full control over how much to eat from the start might foster that healthy relationship with food and, you know, potentially healthier weights and a lifetime of that healthy relationship with food, which is so important.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, in fact, we had this discussion yesterday in my office because one of my team members is pregnant, and we're like, your baby is not going to starve itself, you know. So it's going to eat what it needs, and you know, sometimes we just overfeed our children from the very, very beginning.
Exactly. And it's a little bit easier to do with this spoon, you know?
Right. Because you're just stuffing it in there. You know, you have to, you know, you expect them to eat the whole jar or I'm dating myself there, but you know, the whole package and that kind of thing. But how do you know when it's the right time to start offering them maybe that finger food?
Yeah, that's a good question. So by around 6 months of age, which is when the World Health Organization, the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dietitians of Canada, all the professional organizations suggest starting solids around 6 months of age now. And by that age, most babies do have the physical strength to be able to sit up, at least with support, you know, reach out to grab that food, get it in their mouth. They have a very basic chewing pattern. So
So, you know, it is a slow learning process, but it improves their dexterity and the muscles in their mouth the more they practice. So around 6 months of age, most babies do have the physical strength and interest to start feeding themselves.
Is there any kind of foods that maybe we would be surprised? I mean, is everything, quote, on the table for the baby, or are there suggested foods that you put out there?
Yeah, so I like to focus on high iron foods, which, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not a vegetarian family, meat is really the best source of iron, or eggs or beans, legumes, that sort of thing. And if you're offering baby the family meal, I like to add the, you know, adult salts at the mm-hmm. table after you feed it to baby. But those spices, garlic, cinnamon, oregano, those are all fine for baby. And I always get shocked faces when I, you know, you throw your baby a rib. And that's perfect.
Right.
I mean, it's a nice tender
right.
meat. They can grasp it. It's rich in iron.
Right.
So they
right.
can eat a lot of those family foods right from the start.
So let's talk about that meat thing, because a lot of parents think, okay, well, how can if they have no teeth, how can they chew the meat? But do I get this right, that the jaw has the strength of teeth?
That's right. So, you know, if any moms out there have been breastfeeding and their baby, toothless baby, has bitten down on their nipple, you know that the gums are quite strong. So as long as you cook the meat so that it's tender, if you have a pressure cooker, a slow cooker, that's great for cooking things like the ribs or chicken thighs that they can grasp onto. Or ground meat is great, too. You can make little meatballs or meat fingers, any sort of meat sauce, you know, canned salmon. So there's lots of soft meats that a baby could, you know, gnaw on with their gums, whether they have teeth or not.
Well, and that's really great, because I never really even thought of that. Where can moms go to find out more information about you and your book? And because this is all really, really good stuff.
Yeah, so my book, The Parent's Guide to Baby-Led Weaning, is online on Amazon and in bookstores. And I do also have a free Facebook group for baby-led weaners. It's at blwcommunity.com. And then over on my main website, I have lots of great stuff on my blog, too, which is firststepnutrition.com.
Well, we will have a link to that on Mom Talk Radio. Really good information. And, you know, it never hurts to develop that healthy eating relationship with food in your child at an early age, because it will pay off in the end. That's for sure. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us. And I want to remind you, when I'm talking about healthy food, don't forget those tasty leaf tomatoes. Great finger food. I know that I love eating them with my fingers, so maybe your baby will too. When we return, I'm going to reach into the archives and pull out one of my favorite segments that I think is worth replaying and having you and I listen to it one more time.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am super excited to have with us today a woman who I've followed her career for a long time, Cheryl O'Loughlin. She is the CEO today of a beverage company called Rebel and the author of Killing It, an entrepreneur's guide to keeping your head without losing your heart. And she has been the CEO at Clif Bars and Plum Organics, and she's doing amazing things. She's the mom of two sons and a wife as well, doing it all at once. So welcome, Cheryl, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here.
So tell me what's going on in your world with Rebel and your book and melting the two together, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I'm having the time of my life right now. I've really just absolutely fallen in love with this company, and I'll explain in a second why that's relevant to this book that I wrote. The company's called Rebel. It's R-E-B-B-L. It's a super beverage company, and it's this creamy, indulgent coconut-based elixir made from the best of the plant queendom, and it's so yummy and good, which is one of the big reasons why I'm there, because I believe so much in the product. But really importantly is that we're educating consumers on the benefits of superherbs, which it has, like turmeric, with its anti-inflammatory properties and herb adaptogens like ashwagandha that help your individual body actually adapt to stress. And what is also really important to this company, and I believe in all my heart and soul, is that it was started by a nonprofit called Not For Sale. And the whole goal is to help to eradicate modern-day human trafficking, which is 30 million people in this world are impacted by this, and it's 80% women and girls, and it's the fastest growing, believe it or not, illegal industry in the world, the second behind the drug trade, second biggest. And so what we do is, at Rebel, is we give 2.5% of the net sales of every bottle that is sold back to Not For Sale to do their work to rehabilitate people who have been trafficked. But also we work up the stream with our growers in order to help to support their livelihood so they're never vulnerable to trafficking to begin with. And so this brand and everything it stands for brings so much love into my life because everyone in the team feels so strongly about what we're doing. And why that connects to the book, if you don't mind me going there, is that okay?
No. Yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect.
So my book is called Killing It, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Head Without Losing Your Heart. And I wrote this book, actually, when I was at Stanford. I had been running the Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at Stanford. And, you know, I talked to all these students who were brilliant, and they had dollar signs in their eyes because they'd had these professors walking through the classroom that were billionaires, and money was growing off trees in Sand Hill Road in Silicon Valley. And I thought, my God, they don't have an understanding of really the ups and the downs that you go through in an entrepreneurial venture and how, yeah, it can be wonderful. There's so many joys on the ride. That's why we do it. And because of the love of it. But at the same time, we need to be able to understand that there's a dark side of what happens in entrepreneurship. And it's not something that people talk about. People like to talk about the success and everybody making money. It's not like that. It's like this dirty secret that we have that it's really, really hard. And if people are not nurturing themselves and their relationships through the process, we experience things like ADHD, bipolar disease, depression, drug abuse, divorce, and even suicide. And it's something that needs to get talked about more. And in this book, what I open up about is the hard times that I had been through as an entrepreneur. And I had experienced, due to extreme stress of a family business that we started that almost took us to bankruptcy, and starting a company at the same time, Plum, I ended up, to relieve the stress, developing anorexia. And I came out of that the other side, falling in love with this new company that I'm doing, but I'm doing it in a very different way. And that's what I share in the book, is how to approach this, really this calling to a lot of us starting companies, but approaching it in a way that's healthy and nurtures our relationships with our family and our friends and brings love into everything we do, but doesn't get our self-worth wrapped up in our ventures to the point that as the numbers go up and down, we take ourselves up and down with it.
We have a link to the book on Mom Talk Radio. And Cheryl, I appreciate your time. I appreciate all of you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week at this time. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everyone.